optimism on Wall Street. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The Dow up 656 points at the closing bell after a sell-off during the session. The rally fueled in part by the Fed chief, signaling that a smaller rate hike may be coming at the central bank's December meeting, even though he's also emphasizing the inflation fight is not over. The White House taking heart from holiday spending so far.
It will take time to bring inflation back down to normal, but the American people showed that they still have confidence that the president's economic plan is indeed working.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre, as several Senate Republicans urge caution on approving more funding for the Biden agenda. A spending bill is needed to avoid a partial government shutdown in December. There's hope that a rail strike may be avoided after the House passed two measures, one that would impose a tentative agreement four unions had rejected, and another bill to add paid sick time, one of the union's main concerns. Those bills now headed to the Senate. Her voice was unmistakable, even in a band full of unique sounds. Fleetwood Mac singer-songwriter Christine McVie has died after a brief illness, her family says. No details.
Her family revealed the news in a statement which read, "She was a revered musician who was loved universally." The singer, whose name was Christine Perfect, was already a charted artist in England when she married bassist John McVie and joined Fleetwood Mac. McVie weathered several iterations of the band. However, that changed with the arrival of Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks in 1974 and became a pop music juggernaut. McVie took a prominent role in the band as her warmth balanced the edginess of the American duo.
Fox's Michelle Polino. Christine McVie was 79. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Supporters are raising money online for two teenage girls who lost their parents in a murder. The suspect accused of targeting one of the teens.
Police in Riverside, California say 28-year-old Austin Lee Edwards, a Virginia sheriff's deputy, posed as a 17-year-old online to con and target a local teenage girl, obtaining her personal information, traveling over 2,000 miles, killing the teen's mother, grandparents, and setting fire to their home. Officials say Austin kidnapped the teen before being killed in a shootout with police. The teen was unharmed and is in trauma counseling. Police identifying the victims as Brooke Winnick and her parents Mark and Sherry Winnick. The cause of their deaths is under investigation.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Damage assessments in the Deep South after a deadly storm system spawning tornadoes. More than 20 reported in several states.
The majority of the tornadoes were reported in Mississippi and Alabama. The Montgomery County Emergency Management Director confirmed that two people in Alabama died after a tornado ripped through the area in the early morning hours. Scenes of destruction emerged in the daylight all across the South, with cleanup and power restoration efforts now underway.
Fox Weather's Max Gordon. The world's largest active volcano, Mauna Loa, continues to spew lava on Hawaii's Big Island, the first eruption in nearly four decades.
The worst case scenario is this. This eruption lasts for several months and the lava cannot be stopped and enters the town of Hilo and catches it on fire. Or you have a new fissure that opens on the western slope and lava wipes out parts of South Kona. The good news is that the leading edge of that lava has slowed considerably.
Fox's William Lodge. Lava from the main zone moving at about a football field every hour. It's as little as 2 days away from possibly cutting through the main road that joins the east and west sides of the island. The White House just confirming that the president now plans to meet with Britain's Prince William and wife Kate during their trip to Boston on Friday. No details yet. And Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.